the jade shadow shook violently. Lights in all colors flashed wildly about them. Ben tried to stabilize the ship, but it was like trying to ride a spooked Ronto. It was all he could do to hang on, let alone try to get it under control. He suddenly thought that Luke might have been right about his lunch. Luke, however, seemed to sit as still as if he had been glued to his chair. In the back of his mind, Ben guessed that it was another way to use telekinesis. If you could hurl yourself across a room, it made sense that you could stay still even when your ship was tossing you about. And then he had no thought for how his father was managing this, because he suddenly jerked his hands back from the console, hissing in pain. What looked like force lightning danced across the console and then scurried across every surface of the jade shadow. Ben turned to his father to shout out that they were just short-circuited, but then he realized that his father was causing it. The blue, jagged, flashing lines were coming from Luke's hands on the console. Ben suddenly understood what was going on. Luke was utilizing the Hassot Dur technique. The Barrando sages had taught it to Jason, and then they had taught it to Luke. The lightning rod technique suffused the user's body with a very low level of electromagnetic radiation. An inexperienced practitioner performing it in a storm would attract lightning. From what he could see, while trying to stay in his seat and still keep the ship steady, Ben guessed that Luke was turning the jade shadow into a reverse lightning rod. And after a couple of moments that seemed like hours, he realized that the Hassot Dur was working. The ship calmed down, and the crackling cloud that enveloped them no longer posed a danger.
"Handy," Ben gasped.
He ran a hand through his hair and wondered how many bruises he'd gotten in the last few minutes. Luke opened his eyes.
"Very.
That should last while we assess what damage we took and plot the next jump."
"Great. Just next time, let me know when you're gonna do that, okay?"
As they made their way from jump to jump, they developed a routine. It was immediately apparent that both could not sleep at the same time, not when their situation was constantly changing. But neither did they need a full 8 hours of sleep apiece every 24. Both of them were familiar with healing trances, which in a pinch could substitute for a good night's sleep. Ben figured that the Cathal Rift definitely qualified as a pinch.
"So,"
Ben said with exaggerated nonchalance,
"we're going to see the Yangtze."
"Yes, we are." Luke's voice held a question.
"We're going because Gisela Horn flow-walked, and you suspect that Kydus might have used flow-walking to kick off the whole Jedi going crazy thing in the first place."
"Right again. Perhaps you'll tell me my name next, or who my sister is." Luke's voice held no irritation, just mild amusement. He was trying to figure out what Ben was getting at. Ben continued.
"So, I'm thinking that the best way to understand something is to learn about it."
"Ah, now I see where you're going with this."
"Well, you wanted to master the Hassot Dur, even when the Barrando sages were leery of teaching you,"
Ben offered.
"Even when they thought it might turn you into another Kydus."
"True enough." Ben waited, but Luke offered nothing further. He waited longer, patiently, but still no more words came. So he tried again.
"It's not a dark side ability per se," Ben said. "Not exclusively. It isn't inherently a harmful thing, like force lightning or force grip. I mean, you can't even really change anything substantial from what I understand. And Jedi are already able to look into the future a little bit. That's why our reflexes are so sharp and fast."
"We use the force to do that."
"And don't you use the force to flow walk?"
"True, but Ben, it's not what you're imagining it to be like."
"You don't know what I'm imagining."
"I bet I've got a good idea, because believe it or not, I was once 16, and I know what I would think it was like," Luke said, a smile softening what was starting to develop into an argument.
"But you were a very young 16,
Ben said with a slight touch of arrogance.
"Also true,"
Luke admitted readily, chuckling softly. "Even so, some things are universal. I don't think I want you learning flow walking, Ben." He held up a hand as Ben opened his mouth to protest. "No, wait. Hear me out.
It's not because I don't think you're strong enough to use it wisely, but because... He stopped suddenly. Ben inhaled swiftly, his green eyes flying wide open. They were everywhere. Dozens. No, hundreds of them. They emerged from every nook and cranny on the suddenly ominously dark vessel, squeezing up from hairline cracks, flooding out from under chairs and consoles. Their legs were waving frantically, and they moved with astonishing speed up the chair, across his boots, up the legs of his pants. I see them too, Luke said. His voice was completely calm. Nothing but hallucinations, Ben. Remember what we talked about. Ben did remember, but it was difficult to focus on remembering that these were simple mind tricks when he could feel the vaping things crawling up his legs and arms. He closed his eyes and took a deep breath, falling back on logic when his mind kept feeling those myriad tiny legs scurrying across his skin. For one thing, such a profusion of arachnids would have been noticed immediately during the pre-flight check. And even if somehow this many living things got missed both by technology and human eyes, he would be able to sense them in the Force now, and he couldn't. For another, the ship couldn't even contain them all. All logic concluded that the spiders did not exist. The thoughts, calming and settling, flitted across his brain in less than a second. He opened his eyes, and of course, saw nothing. He turned and met his father's approving gaze. Good job, son. What did you see?
Spiders, Ben said.
Me too.